Well, welcome back to the table. Ladies, this is our Bible study segment. We are so privileged and honored to be able to do such a thing on the radio every day. And our teacher, Connie Stampfel, is back with us. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
We are doing a lesson number 5 today in the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 2, and we're going to be going through 4 through 14 today. Connie, what are we going to be learning about? What's the overall theme?
Well, today we're really going to be looking again about the creation of man and woman, but some details about that that's going to help us understand who we are.
All right. Well, why don't we start with the reading here? It says, "These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet in the land, and no small plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the land, and there was no man to work the ground. And a mist was going up from the land, and was watering the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature."
Yes, thank you. Those first verses have to do with, again, a recap of what's going on. We find in verse 4, it says, these are the generations. We talked about that, the origins, the what proceeded from, what's going to happen here, the generations of the heavens and earth when they're created. And truly, what's going to happen is it's going to be talking about the humankind. And because humans have such great effect, great influence in the world. And it says there that the Lord God, there was no bush of the field. And surely, probably the idea is God had created the plants, but they weren't widespread. They didn't cover the entire earth because there were dry spots. And really, humans needed to go in there and plant things and irrigate things and work the soil and work to spread those plants. And then we find out how God formed the man. And it says, the Lord God formed the man of dust. And here, the Hebrew word, it's a different word for creation, and it's actually the word that's used of a potter shaping clay. And we understand, we know from Genesis that we are formed out of dust or clay, and that's our origin. And so if we ever start thinking too highly of ourselves, we need to remember we are dust. But so God formed the man of dust from the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And what a miracle of creation that is, to have life breathed into what would be just dust particles.
Amazing.
Exactly. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But we also notice that here it talks about the Lord God. And this is the first place in Scripture we see that Lord, L-O-R-D, all in caps, is Yahweh. And it means the self-existent one, the Redeemer of Israel, the one who led his people out of captivity in Egypt. And it's the same Lord that redeems us through Jesus Christ. And so it's a very important word. And then God is Elohim, like we talked about before. We're going to read a couple scriptures that just talk about the beauty of being created.
All right. The first one is one that many of you have memorized, Psalm 139, verses 13 through 14. Then we'll do something from the New Testament. But this one says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." And then in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us."
Yes, but actually just think about the wonder of being fashioned by God, and how each one of us, where we are and who we are and all that he has given us is not an accident. It's because he has made us for his glory, but also with incredible purpose. We also see that God breathed life into man. And it really, it's physical life and mental life and spiritual life. And there's many places in Scripture that talks again about that breath of God and how he gives breath to people and spirit to those who walk in it. But there's one I'm going to concentrate on, and I'm going to ask Amy to read the Acts 17 passage.
All right, Acts 17, verses 24 through 28. "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring.
Yes, and here we have Paul preaching to the people in Athens who were Gentiles, pagans, did not know the one true God, but he goes back to creation and reminds them of this God who made them and gave them life and actually is controlling where they live and the nations and the boundaries of their dwelling place. And really, it's all he gives them great grace and bounty and food with the hope, the intent, purpose that they should seek God and find him. And truly, he's not far from each one of us. We know from Romans that creation shouts out who God is, and our consciences speak to who God is. And so we have evidence of the God who made us.
Oh, amen. Why don't we close with the next verses in Genesis? And it's chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, and in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first was Pishon. It was the one that flowed out around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows around east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates.
All right, so here we find that God, who made the entire world, has made a special garden. And that garden is called Eden, which means delight. And so it's a special gift. It's another blessing that he's giving to man and woman. And it says, and there he put the man whom he had formed in that garden to tend it and all. And it says, and out of the ground he made spring up every tree that's pleasant for sight and good for food. And we find there's two things there, the tree of life, which we will learn about later on again, and then also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then we have some details of geography, and truly we don't know exactly where these rivers are. They remind us of places and rivers and areas that post-flood we know about, but we're not sure exactly where these things were. We do know it was someplace in that area of Mesopotamia in the east. And finally, just looking at the words, we find out that it has jewels and gold and food and trees and a beautiful water. And bottom line, the whole place is rich with God's blessing. And so as we think again about God forming man as in his image for a special purpose and giving him special representation and rule over the earth and then giving him a special place to live, our question really to ourselves is, how do we respond to this God?
Now, that is such a great question. And I think each one of us needs to go to the Lord in prayer and really dwell on that. Ladies, all of these Bible verses you'll find on our Bible study page. And you can get that on our website, naomistable.com. There's so much more to say about this today, Connie. And thank you so much for being here. I want to let you know that Nancy and I are going to be back in the next segment to talk a little bit more about what we've heard. And we'll do that when we come back.